in national and international news for today. The founder and leader of the far-right Oath Keepers militia group will remain in jail until a court hearing next Thursday. Stuart Rhodes made his initial court appearance in Plano, Texas on Friday, a day after his arrest on charges that he plotted with others to attack the U.S. Capitol to stop Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's 2020 election victory. The seditious conspiracy charges against Rhodes and 10 other Oath Keeper members or associates are the first to be levied in connection with the Capitol riot on January the 6th of 2021. And Michigan's Attorney General is asking federal prosecutors to open a criminal investigation into 16 Republicans who submitted false certifications stating that they were the state's presidential electors, despite Joe Biden's 154,000 vote victory in 2020. Democrat Dana Nassel disclosed that her office has been evaluating charges for nearly a year, but decided on Thursday to refer the matter to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Western Michigan. The U.S. Attorney's Office declined a comment Friday, and the Michigan GOP had no immediate comment either. In an interview with MSNBC's Rachel Maddow, Nassel alleged that a coordinated effort among Republican parties in several battleground states, including Michigan, to illegally push so-called alternate slates of electors with fake documents. And First Lady Jill Biden has visited a tornado-ravaged neighborhood in Kentucky to meet with residents and local leaders. The Bowling Green neighborhood was one of several areas hit hard by December 10th tornadoes that tore through the western part of Kentucky, killing more than 77 people in the state. Biden met Friday with some residents of the street and later spoke at a recovery center in the south central Kentucky city. President Joe Biden visited other areas of the state a few days after the tornadoes hit and pledged federal government help. And a review of potential voter fraud cases in the 2020 general election in Arizona's second largest county ended on Friday with an announcement by county prosecutors that none of the 151 cases that they reviewed merited criminal charges. The findings in Pima County provided yet another official rebuttal of former President Donald Trump's claims that voter fraud led to his loss in Arizona and other battleground states. The announcement by the county's attorney's office closes the book on more than two-thirds of all the cases of potential voter fraud that were being reviewed by election officials and prosecutors across Arizona. County attorney Laura Conover said that investigators found no one who intended to fraudulently cast two ballots. You're listening to WLEW, and we'll be back with a look at your local and regional news right after this.
Hi, I'm Kylie.
And I'm Warren.
We're the 8th grade at Bad Axe High School.
The 8th grade students are hosting a pulled pork dinner Wednesday, January 26th from 4:30 to 7 p.m. in the high school cafeteria. Ticket prices are $8 for adults, $6 for students, and ages 5 and under eat free when accompanied by an adult.
Tickets can be bought from any 8th grader, the high school office, or at the door the night of the dinner. Takeouts will be available, and we will also be raffling off a variety of baskets with all proceeds helping to support our trip to the Chicago in May.
We hope to see you there.
You're back with WLEW. Taking a look now at your local and regional news for today. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Speaker Jason Wentworth issued a joint statement this past Monday to announce that the 2022 State of the State Address will be held in a virtual format and broadcast live throughout the state Wednesday, January the 26th. The State of the State Address is a tradition rooted in history. It is an opportunity for Michiganders to hear about the work of state government and see Republicans and Democrats come together to focus on the issues that will put Michigan families, communities, and small businesses first. This year, we've agreed that the State of the State Address should once again be held remotely to ensure everyone can safely partake in this time-honored event. The MAB is currently working with the governor's communications team and will announce broadcast information for the address. As in the past, the MAB will make a feed of the governor's speech available to both radio and television broadcasters statewide. And the case against a 39-year-old Carroll woman for allegedly stalking and threatening key Tuscola County officials does continue. The preliminary examination of Misty L. Thompson was conducted Friday, January the 14th, in the Tuscola County District Courtroom by Huron County District Judge David B. Harrington. The case is being handled by the Huron County legal system because Tuscola's judges had to recuse themselves as they are personal witnesses in the case against Thompson. Due to a scheduling issue, Tuscola's district courtroom was used, explained Tuscola County Prosecutor Mark Reen, who is handling the case. Reen can prosecute the case because he himself did not witness any of the events. Thompson is charged with 5 felony counts: carrying a dangerous weapon with unlawful intent, carrying a concealed weapon, aggravated stalking, and 2 counts of possession of a firearm while committing or attempting to commit a felony. The first 3 counts carry a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison, while the felony firearms counts carry a maximum sentence of 2 years each. During Friday's preliminary exam, which lasted about 4 hours, 6 witnesses were called to testify. They were Tuscola County Probate Family Court Judge Nancy Thane and friend of the court Tara Hoffmeister. Also from the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department, Sergeant James Hook, Lieutenant Ted Hull, Sergeant Jordan Wade, and Deputy Kyle Bisher also testified. After the testimony, Ms. Thompson was bound over to circuit court on all 5 charges, said Reen, noting another court appearance has not yet been scheduled. Before the case proceeded against Thompson, a psychiatrist at the Michigan Center for Forensic Psychiatry conducted Thompson's forensic evaluation for competency and criminal responsibility evaluation. In December, she was deemed as competent to stand trial and assist with her defense. On the day she was arrested, Thompson had been in and out of the courtroom several times. She returned at 4:30 p.m. on that day, which is when the courthouse closed for the day. Due to Thompson's alleged threats and erratic behavior, courthouse personnel gathered to walk out together with 10 deputies escorting them. Thompson then reportedly drove into the employee parking lot. That was when deputies arrested her. After her arrest, deputies searched her vehicle and found a loaded handgun, binoculars, a telescope, a baseball bat, and some knives. Also during the investigation, it was learned that Thompson reportedly made inflammatory postings on social media against probate family court Judge Thane, county referee Tara Hoffmeister, attorney Lisa Blanton, and other Tuscola County officials, including Sheriff Glenn Skrent, Undersheriff Robert Baxter, and Clerk Jody Fetting. Thompson remains lodged in jail with a $2 million cash bond. That concludes a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, go to thumbnet.net.